For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What does the Apostle St. Paul mean by this? He means this only, that the flesh with its concupiscence and lust must never get such power over our will that it will carry us along with it and make us obey its whims when we know they are forbidden by Almighty God. I say this only, because to have the flesh is no sin. Neither is it a sin to feel the disorderly movements of the flesh that lead to sin, for these are temptations. But it is a sin to consent to these and to go along with them. That is why we are told that if we mortify the deeds of the flesh to which these movements of the flesh lead us, we shall live. But what does the word mortify mean? It means to struggle against our evil inclinations in order to subject them to our will, and then our will to the will of God. It is not the deadening of our flesh itself, but the deadening of the deeds of the flesh. And what are the deeds of the flesh? They are the seven capital sins: pride, covetousness, lust, anger, gluttony, envy, and sloth. Can we kill them? In the sense that we are not ruled by them, well, that we can. We can get them so under our control that after a while, their power over us will become less and less. We will feel from time to time that they are still lurking within us, but they cannot disturb us much. We shall have taken their strength away, and we shall have made them so weak that we can overcome them easily with the help of God's grace. But in a world that does not praise self-control and that preaches to us that we ought to just do as we feel, should we strive then to have such self-control? And if we do strive for such self-control, how can we do it? Well, we do it by making up our mind to do it, to form a good resolution, one that will not change, but that will be firm for life. And then by living according to that resolution, we will develop self-control. And we can look at the examples of the saints who did just that. We have St. John Gualbert, who sought to kill his brother's murderer, and who chanced upon the culprit one Good Friday afternoon. The murderer begged mercy in the name of Christ crucified, and St. John, moved by grace at that moment, forgave him, and then persevered in that forgiveness all his life. We also might see it in the great Saint Augustine, who made the resolution to be chaste and pure, and so separated from his live-in girlfriend, whom he had been living with for many decades. And so we see his example and the example of other saints, how to exercise self-control by first making that first step to make a good resolution. So having made that good resolution, when pride is aroused, humble yourself before God and even your fellow man to develop humility. When greed moves the heart, be more generous with your goods. When lust would lead you away, remember that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit and flee from that temptation by removing yourself from that sinful occasion. When anger disturbs you, think of God's mercy towards you and then be merciful to others. When gluttony makes you long for binging and drunkenness, well, refuse to go to where these things are going on. When envy racks your soul, pray for the one whom you envy. When sloth tempts you to self-indulgence and inactivity, stir up the fear of God within you. Sloth is truly a destroyer of all that is truly heroic within us, and also the destroyer of all good resolutions, because it always will say, wait until tomorrow. And so we must fight against these temptations by doing the opposite of what they lead us to, and to be firm in our resolution. But many may say, this is too hard, and we don't need to do all that. We'll get to heaven anyway. Well, we know from the Gospels that not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those that do the will of Christ's heavenly Father in heaven, that they shall be rewarded eternal life. And so we do know that our eternal salvation depends on us doing just that, and to make good resolutions and to exercise self-control. So yes, it is very necessary. For those who say it is too hard, well, left to ourselves, it will be too hard. We will certainly fail. But we are not left to ourselves. Our God is a good God. And in his goodness, he sent his Son to shed his most precious blood and win for us all the graces that we will need or ever will need in the effort to reach heaven and to exercise self-control. And in the collect of today's Mass, we prayed, grant to us, O Lord, we beseech thee, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we who cannot exist without thee may be able to live according to thy will. We must place our confidence in God and not in ourselves alone. Thinking only of our weaknesses and failures, that will only lead to a defeatist mentality that will drain all the energy from our efforts. Remembering that with God all things are possible will give us strength and vigor in that conflict. And so pray. Pray as if all depended on God, and then do. Do as if all depended on you. The devil will try to tempt us against our good resolutions by making us think that it is too hard to do, especially considering the perseverance we must have for all our life. He'll say to us, you can't keep this up for the rest of your life. It's too long. Well, with God and his grace, you can. Those who keep up the struggle get stronger day by day, and the whims of the flesh become weaker and weaker. The devil, however, wishes us to believe his lie, to make us give up the struggle, to despair. But don't listen to that lie, and then it will not hurt you. Remember always that it is a lie, and then the mind will not take hold of it. You can make it easier for yourself in striving after that self-control by trusting God, who will always help us in the struggle. Pray more. Daily morning and evening prayer and the Holy Rosary will strengthen us in many difficulties, especially if we renew our good resolutions at those times. A good resolution, or any resolution, is only as good as that we remember it. If we forget it because the day carries on and we lost sight of what our plan was at the beginning of the day, well, then certainly we won't keep that resolution. So we must keep it before our minds throughout the day, already in the morning when we wake up, and then we can pray the mysteries of the Rosary, thinking of how that part of the life of our Lord applies to our good resolution, and to ask him through Our Lady's intercession for the grace to keep it, and then to review it again at the night in our evening prayer. That will keep that resolution fresh in our minds so that we might strive after it throughout the day. And so with that resolution, begin earnestly to control the flesh. Continue with perseverance to frequent confession and Holy Communion, and God will strengthen us. Little by little, we shall gain victories over the deeds of the flesh, and its power over us will be weakened so that we may live more the life of grace and holiness. As St. Paul tells us, for if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.